listening to Cruising the Blues with me, your host, Mr. Jack. I'll be your chauffeur and guide as we cruise through the highway and various regions of the blues on our ultimate blues tour. I hope within the next hour and in subsequent shows I can introduce you to the blues in its many forms. We'll take a musical road trip and cruise the many waters of the blues from the early 20th century through its evolution to today and where it's headed tomorrow. So join me this next hour as we start cruising the blues. Fasten your seatbelts, here we go.
Yeah, you got me looking gravy, baby.
When it comes to loving you, well, kind and fancy won't win me your love. I said kind and fancy won't win me your love. I must show you my heart, help me, Lord above. Help me out, baby.
Jack of Cruising the Blues with Mr. Jack, and I have the privilege to talk to person with a man that has been in the blues scene for over 45 years, won numerous awards, has been on a rotating band circuit of bands at Buddy Guy's Legends for the past 16 years. We're talking today with bluesman Rick Raven of Reverend Raven and the Chainsmokin' Altar Boys. Welcome to my show, Rick.
How you doing, John?
Great. I sure appreciate you taking this time.
Sure.
And I see you just got off of a Florida Southern U.S. tour recently, correct?
Yeah, we were down there in the sunshine for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It was tough.
Yeah, and then I hear in March you're going to the Virgin Islands for a month. That's going to be tough, too.
Yeah. Somebody's got to do it, though, you know.
That's great.
Why not me?
I love that. So and now you're going to start tomorrow actually on kind of a Midwest tour, correct?
Yeah. I call it my Frozen Tundra tour.
The Frozen Tundra tour, love it. Man, that's great. And then Also, you're heading to the Fargo Winter Blues Fest, which is kind of off the beaten path in a sense. I mean, that's quite a ways out of the way, isn't it?
Well, we do that route at least once a year, and we do the Fargo Winter Festival about once every 5 years.
Okay.
Last time we played it, it was 55 below zero. This time I'm looking forward to it's not going to be that cold. So, we're looking forward to opening for Little Ed and the Blues Imperials. Hope for Ed numerous times, and he's always a treat.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Look, it's a good lineup. It's a really good lineup they have. Dan Burdell does a good job in Fargo with his summer blues and his winter blues fest.
Yeah, always does. Yeah, that's a great job, Dan and his son.
Say, so tell me, how many years have you actually been out on the road?
I've been doing this since 1996 with the Chainsmoke and Alder Boys.
Okay.
I got out of the Navy in 93 after being in for about 16 years.
Sure.
So I didn't play the whole time I was in the Navy. So I've been doing this since about 93, full time since 96. I hooked up with Madison Slim in 1996.
Okay.
And put this band together as a side project for when Jimmy Rogers was off the road.
Right.
After Jimmy died, Slim and I, started doing this full time, and then Slim left and started having different harmonica players. So I've had a long list of wonderful harmonica players. One of them, that play with Steve Boom Boom Vonderhaar. From the Twin Cities, great harmonica player.
Your current band, he's a great harmonica player too. I mean, my goodness.
Oh, Westside Andy's one of the best. He's very well known throughout the United States, all throughout Europe.
Oh wow!
Everywhere.
So just tell me what's the lineup of your band? I mean, who's all in your band right now? Just
I've got P.T. Peterson on bass. P.T.'s been with me for about 13 years now. He's used to play with Charlie Musselwhite back in the late 60s and early 70s. He's on the Art Hooley records with Charlie. Played with Luther Tucker and Robin Ford.
Amazing.
Pine Top Perkins, Sunnyland Slim. Just a great dead-on blues bass player. Craig Ponish on drums. Craig was Bernard Allison's drummer for a while, and Brian Lee's and Andy. So we're stripped down four piece.
That's great. And it's good. You guys have been playing together a long time, and I know a band gets really tight. When you can keep the same members.
It's nice to go on stage and just know it's pretty much going to sound like it's supposed to sound.
That's super.
The rhythm section's just there. They're just doing their usual great job.
So tell me, just off the top of your head, what would be the pluses and minuses of being a touring blues band? You don't have to hit me with everything, but just something off the top of your head.
The pluses are, if you've got the wanderlust, like I do, that's why I joined the Navy, I always like to see what's on the other side of the hill, especially going new places. Seeing old friends, we go on these tours and we make friends with people after you've done them a couple times. And so we stop at, especially in Minnesota, like all the haunts we're hitting in Minnesota, we've played many times before. So Mankato and Owatonna and Twin Cities and Fargo, we know lots of people, and it's great to catch up and you have a lot of fun. And the playing part,
Yeah, sure. Of course, yeah. I understand.
The
that's
playing
great.
Part's always fun. Humping equipment at 2 or 3 in the morning in below zero weather and driving when you're tired or getting up real early or staying in a crummy hotel room, that stinks. Staying in a cool hotel room, that's really great. And you can always tell by the venues that take care of bands, that know how to take care of bands, are the ones that, they make sure you have good hotel rooms and they'll provide, make sure you have a parking spot in front of the club and they feed you and they treat you nice.
Wow, that's great. In your opinion, just from what you see on the road, what would you say is like the current state of the blues as far as your take is concerned?
Oh, it's great. It's there's lots of places to play. There's lots of really good bands out there working the scene.
That's good.
Guitar players that aren't playing like Stevie, you know, doing the whole Stevie Ray Guitar Hero thing. They're playing real blues. There's this kid. Hurricane Harold in the Twin Cities just posted something from one of the kids in the challenge at the IBC, and he's doing all Hollywood Fats at Junior.
Oh Watson, man!
16, 17 years old. I was like, so there's all kinds of stuff. We've got a kid here in Milwaukee. His name is Big Al Dorn. He's a triple threat. He plays guitar, harmonica, and sings and writes his own songs, and does it dead on John Lee Hooker.
Oh.
Nobody does John Lee Hooker anymore.
Oh my golly!
You know, and if you sit in with him, you better know where all the mistakes are, because he learned it just like the record. So if you're going to play it, if you think you're going to play it in regular 12 bar timing, you're wrong. You know, because he's going to jump. He's going to jump the beat just like John Lee did.
Yeah,
and because he learned it off the record. You know?
Okay.
So he can do Louis. You know, he plays Louis Myers. Rock Nighthawk. The kids. He's something else. So, and that's going on all over the place. So it's real refreshing.
That is just exciting for me to hear. So I'm really that just thrills me to hear that. You basically tend to be a carrier of the torch of a traditional Chicago blues sound, which I commend you for, and you're very good at it.
Thank you. maybe we could get together and bust some time. Come on, Shady, and be my beehive, baby.
Chain-smoking altar boys. Actually going to ask you what you thought of some of the new blues that's out there.
Well, I the stuff that I consider new blues are guys in their 30s and 40s that are doing it. Not really new. I mean, guys like Doug Deming, like one of the best guitar players you're ever going to see.
Wow.
Doug Deming and the Jewel Tones.
Yes.
Corey Dennison out of Chicago. Corey sings and plays guitars. New CDs, great. Jerry Hunt used to play with Nick Moss. He's in that band too. He plays guitar, mandolin, drum, piano, harmonica. I hate him. He's one of those guys who can play everything. You know, I'm trying to think of young guys that are out there. The bands that I've seen. Like I said, this kid here in town, Big Al Dorn.
Yeah, yeah. Does he have material out yet?
He's working on his first CD.
There's a lot of young people out there that have the dream of being in a band and recording and being on the road. What would be just a couple of tidbits of advice you would have for them?
Well, you got to build following first. And that's the hardest thing, you know, and that takes a lot of work. And that's what this usually discourages most bands. They'll stay together long enough. They get discouraged and they break up. You got to build following in your own town.
Okay.
And then you have to expand your area, you know, outside of your town to the next few towns around you to keep expanding like that.
Okay.
You know, so you have, you know, so everywhere you go, you know, you're drawing a good crowd, and then you start working your way out of your state, and you keep doing it, and then eventually an agent's gonna, you know, take notice, and then you got to get an agent, you got to build a team, you have to have an agent.
Okay.
And then you work. Then you do the agent thing. You go from the okay agent to the medium level agent, and then you know, if you really want a tour, and then you have to get on with somebody like Intrepid, and then they're going to have you on the road constantly. You know, if you're a harmonic player or a guitar player, piano, anybody is sitting in and networking, just like a business. You keep working it.
Okay.
You know, and hopefully it'll happen for you. And you've got to be real good about getting emails and Facebook and connecting with people and letting people know where you're playing.
Marketing, yes, and, yes. Yeah.
Right, because other people are out there doing the same thing. They're going to say, hey, you come to my show, don't go to their show.
You
know? There's three or four good bands playing at any time, and you know, let's say in the Twin Cities. And there's only so many blues fans, so, you know, practice, and you know that, you know, you gotta practice, you gotta be good at what you do, too.
You know, there was a quote I read that you learned from Madison Slim, and you said, don't try and fit into someone else's idea of what you should be doing, and you seem to hold you seem to hold to that that truth. I thought that was really good quote.
Yeah, it's I walked into a bar one night and I just went, oh God, they're gonna hate us, you know. it was a rough biker bar, and and I'm thinking, all they want to hear is ZZ Top and Leonard Skinner and Allman Brothers, and they're just gonna hate us. And they ended up, Slim's like, just do your show, Daniel.
Wow.
We do what we like, and if they like it, they'll pick up on it. And they did, and we play that place all the time now.
That's great.
So, and sometimes, once in a while, you're gonna play a place where they don't, and you don't blame yourself, unless, there was egregious mistakes and everybody in a band sucked for some reason and they know it, then you go back and then you rehearse. But, if you have a night where nobody's paying attention to you and it's and you don't draw, or for some reason, Jimmy Rogers used to tell Slim, you don't analyze the gig either afterwards. You don't start picking on each other.
Oh.
A lot of bands will do that. They'll start picking on each other.